It's a year-round job trying to locate and convince low-income parents to sign up for free or reduced health care available through the state. And every fall, the effort intensifies. Parents are urged to see if their school-aged children are eligible for government help that could pay for things like eyeglasses, hearing disorders, and doctor exams. Michael Jacob from the group covering kids and families says there are more than 100,000 uninsured kids in Wisconsin. The concern is that many are going without health care they need, even though it's available.
Somewhere around 50 to 60% of those kids are estimated to be eligible for programs like Badger Care. So it's just a matter of getting signed up.
There's heated debate in Washington right now over how much money should be spent on children's health insurance, and there's disagreement at what age benefits should be cut off. The House version extends coverage to young adults up to age 21. Representative Tammy Baldwin supports this provision, saying that group is among the neediest.
That's one of the populations that experiences the highest level of uninsuredness in our country.
Caught up in the federal squabbling are states that want more federal dollars to expand children's health insurance. Governor Doyle has proposed expanding a program which does this, called Badger Care. President Bush wants to restrict access to the lowest income kids and make families wait a year before applying for benefits. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.